February 28, 1906. The greatest honor that the creature can give to God is to depend on His divine will in everything. The way in which grace communicates itself. This morning, Blessed Jesus made Himself seen for just a little and told me, "My daughter, the greatest honor that the creature can give to God is to depend on His divine will in everything." And the Creator, in seeing that the creature fulfills her duty of creature toward the Creator, communicates His grace to her. And while He was saying this, a light came out of Blessed Jesus, which made me comprehend the way in which He communicates grace. I understood it in this way. For example, the soul feels within herself the annihilation of herself. She sees her nothingness, her misery, her inability to do a shadow good. Now, while she feels this way, God communicates His grace and the grace of truth in such a way that the soul can see the truth in everything without deceit, without darkness. And here is how what God is by nature, eternal truth, which cannot deceive nor be deceived, the soul becomes by grace. That is to say, the soul feels detachment from the things of the earth. She sees their fleetingness, their instability, how everything is false, everything is rot, which deserves to be abhorred rather than loved. While the soul feels this state, God communicates His grace, and the grace of true love and of eternal love. He communicates His beauty in such a way as to make the loving soul go mad, and the soul remains filled with the love and the beauty of God. And here is how what God is by nature, love and eternal beauty, the soul becomes by grace. And so with all the other divine virtues, such that if I wanted to say everything, I would be too long. I only add that grace anticipates the soul. It excites her. But only when the soul masticates those truths and swallows them like food into her bosom, then it communicates itself and enters to take possession of her. This is why not everyone receives the effects described above, because they let them escape from their minds like lightnings and do not make a place for them.